Now, we have Pam Thompson on the air with us now from Ivy Tech. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Keith.
Pam, you are the dean of the Ivy Tech School of Nursing. Do I have the title right?
That's correct.
Now, you took over for Kay Leach, who had been there forever. And I don't know that Kay started the program, but you've been with the program for how long?
I've been with the Ivy Tech Nursing Program for 26 years.
Wow. Somebody listening is thinking about going into nursing. Age thing doesn't have the same bearing as it does when you first are entering college, because I've seen people that look like they're maybe in their 30s and 40s decide to get a degree in nursing. Am I right on that?
That's correct.
And what are the leading factors in being successful as a nurse?
Well, you have to have a really solid work ethic. The nursing program is grueling. It's very demanding of your time. And so you have to be very motivated while you're in school. And then after you graduate, you know, it takes a lot of physical strength, hard work, and, of course, compassion at the bedside.
And tell us about the Ivy Tech program.
Okay. The program, we run three tracks in Bloomington for nursing. We have an Associate of Science in Nursing that runs for four semesters after you're admitted, a Practical Nursing Program that runs for three semesters after you're admitted, and we have a Transition Program for the practicing LPN to come in and transition into the RN role, and that usually takes 2 to 3 semesters.
Explain the difference between, you just said RN and LPN. What's that all mean?
Sure. The RN earns an associate's degree after four semesters, and then the licensing exam they sit for after graduation gives them the registered nurse title. The practical nurse is a technical certificate that's earned after three semesters, and their licensing exam then gives them the title of the LPN, or licensed practical nurse.
All right. Now, do you know how long Ivy Tech's had a nursing program, roughly?
Yeah. Our LPN program's been in place since 1968 in Bloomington.
Wow.
And we were the very first one in the state to develop a practical nursing program. And our Associate of Science Nursing program has been here in Bloomington since 1992.
Wow. Now, the catch in all of this is, roughly how many students have gone through the program and got degrees in nursing?
Let's see, we've graduated over 2,500 practical nursing students,
mm-hmm.
and over 1,000 registered nursing students.
So well over 3,000 people. And here's the catch. As I understand it, the people who graduate from Ivy Tech tend to stay in this area?
They do.
So they're not going somewhere else to do these nursing jobs. They're staying in...
Our population, usually our students that come to our program are folks that live in this area. They have families in this area. They have homes. They have no intention of leaving the area or moving away. And when they graduate from school here, they stay here and work.
So I don't know that you can quantify this, but 98%, 99% of your graduates stay and work in South Central Indiana?
I would say for sure 95%.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of money is in nursing?
The registered nurse usually, this is in Southern Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take into consideration the area that
right.
you live in. The RN averages about $22.30 an hour, and that comes out to about $46,400 a year.
Wow.
Whereas the practical nurse averages around $16 an hour, and that works out to about $33,500 a year.
I want to come back to that in a second, but I was telling Rob about our phone call yesterday, you know, about the various kinds of nurses, because, you know, when you hear the term nurse, you just think nurse. But
mm-hmm.
you were talking to me and, you know, like there's obstetric nurses and pediatric nurses and things like that. Talk a little more about the kind of nursing professions.
Sure. And usually a new graduate in nursing will generalize and just stay in what we call a medical surgical environment or a long-term care or an office setting. And then sometimes after they've been out of school for a while and picked up a little experience, they'll specialize into certain areas like obstetrics, pediatrics, the operating room, the emergency department. So there's a lot of different areas you can specialize in nursing.
What are the hours like? I've heard long hours, but what are they like?
Most acute care facilities run 12-hour shifts for nurses.
Yeah, but
so
not 5 days a week.
A 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift, and then a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift. But then you're only at work 3 days a week.
Okay.
So that's the give and take of that.
Okay. That now you mentioned something to me, and I was trying to explain it to Rob, that there's a kind of a new area of technology nursing.
Yeah.
Explain that.
We've become so computerized in nursing and in medicine. The electronic health record now is in pretty solidly in place everywhere. So it takes nurses in informatics to help develop the computer programs that allow nurses to chart about their patients on the computer. Nurses have to play a big role in development of those, that software.
So this is a person that's got actually a nursing degree of some kind.
Correct.
But they're a specialist in technology?
Correct, in informatics, yes.
And this is all new in nursing?
The whole new area of nursing.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. Pam, what about in my day, and we talked about this, it was primarily female nurses. What's the status of males going into the nursing profession?
Well, we're slowly seeing more and more men enter the field. I'd say right now in Bloomington and in our nursing program, I see between 10 and 15% men in each of my classes, which is a low number. It's predominantly a female profession, and there's no need for that. Men play a huge role in the profession, and we need more men in nursing.
How competitive is it to get into your program here in Bloomington?
It's very competitive. We're a selective admission program. We require 4 prerequisite classes and an admission test. And then we just create a database with numbers, and I take the top 40 or 60 seats in the fall. I can tell you that this fall I had approximately 160 applicants for 40 seats.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking with Pam Thompson, who is the dean of the School of Nursing at Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Pam, one of the areas that I understand is after you finish your college classes for your degree in nursing, whatever area you're going toward, you got to take some kind of a state or federal test after that?
Correct. Finishing school as a nurse doesn't complete the journey. After graduating from nursing school, every nurse has to take a licensing exam. It's a national test. Everyone in the country takes the same test.
Brag a little bit about how your students are doing.
My RN students right now for the year of 2015, we are at a 97% pass rate.
Wow.
And our practical nursing program is at 100% for 3 years running.
Wow.
And that compares to about an 82% national average.
Wow.
Yeah.
That brings it
very
into perspective. Why are you doing so well?
Well, I have fantastic faculty.
Mm-hmm.
They spend lots of time with the students. Our students, all students at Ivy Tech, get really, good one-on-one attention from faculty. Our class sizes are small. Now, we are, by law, only allowed to take 10 students into the clinical area. Each faculty can only have 10 students. So there, again, they get a lot of very personalized attention, and we spend a lot of hours at the bedside with our students.
Now, let's talk about that for a second, because we have this impression of you're a college student, so you take some classes, you do a little studying, you go out and, have a few drinks with your friends, and, it's pretty, I won't downplay the academic part of it, but it's pretty laid back. That's not the case in nursing?
All the nursing students in the world listening to you now are smiling because that's not their life.
Okay.
We're a 4 to 5 days a week day program, Monday through Friday, and, we run a 12-hour clinical day for some of those students.
What? Say that again? What's that
we
mean?
We run a 12-hour clinical day for some of those students.
So they're going to be at a hospital or something for 12 hours?
Yeah, they're at the hospital from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the bedside with their patients and then come back for classes 2 to 3 days a week. So it's not your normal college experience, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen, and what about, normal college students sometimes get a part-time job. Can't do that in nursing?
That's really tough in nursing. A lot of my students do work weekends, and that, you know, that's rough. That's
okay.
Rough. Yeah.
And I see a lot of your nursing students already have families. You know, they've come back to school or something. What do you say to people who say, I've been out of school for a long time. I'd like to be a nurse, but I've been gone for so long, I don't know that I could do it.
Well, they can do it. They do it. They do it every year. I have the highest admiration for my students. They come. They have families. They have kids. They have part-time jobs. They have homes they have to maintain. But they persevere. When you really want to do something, they get it done every year after year.
That's amazing that
they
do that.
Yeah, it is. I'm always just totally in awe of them.
All right, so someone's listening now and they say, okay, I heard Pam Thompson talking. I want to find out about the nursing program at Ivy Tech and get into it. What do they need to do and what are their odds of getting into the nursing program?
Well, you heard me say out of 160 applicants, I only was able to take 60 folks.
Mm-hmm.
So on the prerequisite courses that you have to take before you apply, grades are important. You want to get the best grades you can. And that's how we score it out. And then do as well as you can on the admission test. Other than that, that's how you earn your points for admission. So all of the information about the program is on our website under the Academic Affairs tab.
Okay.
We have a nursing link there. So we have an overview and application book posted there with all the information about the program and how to apply.
I know how busy you and your people are, but if somebody just had a question, they wanted to talk to someone about, you know, whether I'm on the right track or not, mm-hmm. is that possible?
Absolutely. My name's on the website with my email address. Dee Dean is our administrative assistant. Her phone number's there. She's great to answer questions. And Monta Reinhardt's my department chair. And her name and email are listed on our website as well.
Now, normally when we're talking to someone from Ivy Tech, one of the things we're asking them is, you can get that new building going on. How close is that going? But you're not really worried about a new building, are you?
No, we got our own building last year. We're right across the street from the Ferguson building on Daniels Way. We moved in just over a year ago. We're in the Marchant Nursing Building, School of Nursing. We have four dedicated classrooms for our students, including a computer lab, and we doubled our lab space over there in that building. So we're very happy.
You got a new facility, and it's got state-of-the-art stuff in it.
Sure does.
And one of the things, and I don't want to get in too much detail because it gets a little gory, but you have I don't know that you want to call them dummies, but you know. Patients.
Mannequins.
Yeah, that can be programmed to do things like patients would do.
Yes.
And then as a nurse, you have to react to that?
Yes, correct. We have a high-fidelity simulation lab with a computerized mannequin that the students can check blood pressure, listen to pulse rates. They can give injections. The mannequin can actually talk. It's programmed
really?
With a computer by a faculty.
Wow.
And so we can simulate a real patient experience where the students can learn and make mistakes and not actually hurt someone.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I've seen or heard about nurses learning how to give shots that they do it on an orange or something like that. Do they practice on each other?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
We don't do that anymore because our mannequins are so, our mannequins are so much better now that we can recreate that with a mannequin now.
Do you ever get someone that comes in that says, I'm deathly afraid of blood and things like that, and turn out to be a great nurse?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Sure. They just have to experience it.
Hmm. Neat. Pam, why are you a nurse?
Oh, gosh. I guess just love people, love engaging with others and being around other people.
Well, the nurse is the contact point. In any kind of a healthcare situation, that's the one that you are. I see these things where people have been hospitalized and they send these notes or they send a letter to the editor of the paper, stuff like that. They always talk about the nursing
mm-hmm.
staff.
Mm-hmm. That's who they see the most when they're in the hospital or the, you know, any kind of facility. They see the nurse usually first, and they see their nurses on a regular basis. They're the one they mm-hmm. see the most, to have the most contact with.
Well, just so that the rest of the people at Ivy Tech are happy, we've got still registration for fall classes. Let's talk about that for just a second.
Yeah, our fall classes start August 24th. So we've got today, tomorrow, and all of next week open for registration. Our express enrollment center is open. Let's see, I've got the hours here, Thursday 8 to 6, Friday 9 to 5. And then all next week again.
And we still have opportunities for people to apply for financial aid and scholarships and all kinds of stuff.
It's not too late to complete the free application for federal student aid for fall classes. It's online. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to complete. You can get help there at our Express Enrollment Center.
And real quick, because we've been talking about it here, and it doesn't have anything to do with nursing, but the Waldron has got a great show coming up this Sunday, the Blues and Boogie Woogie Piano Festival with Craig Brenner, and that's at the Waldron. It's 2 o'clock on Sunday. There's some free stuff, and there's some paid stuff, and some stuff inside the Waldron and some stuff outside the Waldron. It's going to be a great, great show down there, and that's at the Waldron on Sunday. So if you're not doing anything else, you want to take a look at that, that'd be a great thing to do. Well, Pam, I can't thank you enough. Pam Thompson, Dean of the School of Nursing at Ivy Tech. Any other words you'd want people to know about before you leave?
No, just, you know, we have one of the best nursing programs in the Ivy Tech system. And,
you got some great people out there, Pam.
Really,
they're incredible faculty that you have.
Yep.
Well, Pam, thank you very much for your
time.
Thanks
for having me.